we may come full circle with two Palestines between Israel, just like we had two Pakistans with India between them, which caused more wars until that was sorted out and one became independent. And it's so I'm still holding that we will not see any major conflict in that region, although I personally, that's what my oracle is telling me. Personally, I don't see how it's possible.
Well, but, we will.
I trust my oracle, unless I've misread it. That's what I see. Now, the other thing that's coming up that's rather big is the midterm elections. And as you know, on this show for many years, I have made my political predictions, and I always work very hard to make sure that I upset all parties.
Yeah. And you do.
Oh, you should see my emails. You know, all the people that were upset about my unfortunately accurate overview of Bush over the last 8 years, I just said, "Now you just wait. You just wait, everybody. You know, all the people on the liberal side who think I'm just a great prophet. Watch very soon. They're all going to be very angry with me when I start going after Obama. And
they are.
And they are. And I mean, I even in my comments page, if you go to my comments page for the last few blogs, if you read all the comments, you will find people calling me a ploy of Obama in one letter, and then other people saying, oh, get more positive about him. And so I must be doing my job right when I get everybody's political sensibilities upset. I mean, Nostradamus once made a statement in his few rare confessions about why he wrote obscurely. And he did that for a couple reasons. One was to keep himself from the Roman Inquisition coming in and burning him or putting him in prison. The other reason was he felt that he had to be obscure because of the overwrought the sensitivities of his audience that might see changes to their pet ideas and hopes so vastly different than what they expect that they damn their future. And also bring a lot of calumny on him, upon his head. So he wrote in a wild, poetic fashion. I think what he also indicated in other things is he didn't want some people in the future, which he felt might be using his prophecies against him, to make it easy for them to see themselves. And one only has to look at the famous propaganda battle that actually made Nostradamus world famous. Was in World War II when the Nazis and the Allies used Nostradamus' prophecies to pretend or project their victory over the other. And that is what promoted Nostradamus into the world giant figure of prophecy that he is today. World War II did it. Since major historic events were key into his prophecies, I would imagine he had some sense of this happening. And that's one of the other reasons why he was obscure. But the other reason why one is obscure is if you're very upfront or as much as you can be in clear, plain language what the future entails or what you see, you will upset eventually everybody who reads you because you'll go against the grain of what they want to see. And then it'll call you all kinds of names. And one just has to laugh at it and be serene with it and realize that that's what happens when you make political prophecy. So with that said, I made the prediction that the midterm elections, strangely enough, and again, this is another one I got to put out there that I don't agree with personally, but there it is. The midterm elections, when all the yelling and screaming is done and all the musical chairs have been played with, the architecture, political architecture of the House and the Senate is not going to change that much, except the faces will change. A lot of the incumbents will be gone. And actually, the Democratic Party, I don't think he's going to lose much ground in the Senate and the House. The reason being, as I write in detail in predictions for 2010, is that the Republican Party is going to dilute itself between Tea Partiers and more mainstream Republicans. The Tea Party movement is actually going to do more harm to the Republican Party. Now, that might seem like, oh, well, of course, everybody knows that's what was going to happen. Remember, I wrote this back at a time when that wasn't all that clear.
Sure. It seems strong now.
Yeah, it does. And the other thing, too, is when I look at one of the things I was pretty hard on Barack Obama in for predictions for 2010, basically looking at what I said in 2009, saying basically that he'd have a lost year, you know, that he'd somehow not be able to multitask. And, you know, I've been saying since before Obama ran for election when I started, actually I've been saying it as early as 2004 when he made his keynote speech to the Democratic Convention. I saw that. Now, there's a future president. He is destined to be president, but there's this problem that he could, his ambition and his impatience to be president is so much that he could come into his destiny too soon. And he and I started predicting in my writings as early as 2007, March, in when I coined the term Obama Nation. That's been used since.
It's been taken by a book almost.
Yeah.
Jerry Corsi got you.
Yeah, and I have basically been saying that there's that he has presidency in his future, but if he comes to 2008, he will come untrained and lacking executive skills, and he'll have to then learn the job on the job, and that it's much better to come to your destiny too soon than the too late, like John McCain, but who was supposed to be president in 2000.